Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Wyoming Sports Talk. Today, Larry Perotti and Nick Perotti. The best part of this program is you don't have to hear us. We got a packed show today with some great guests. Matter of fact, we first talked to the skipper of the Post Sixers skipper, Ty Lane. First off, Ty, thank you to American Legion Post number 6 for inviting us out to your annual bash. We had a really good time, albeit short, that we were out there. But
it's hard to believe that it's almost baseball time, especially we had snowfall last night. And it's so cold.
It's baseball right now. You know, Rockies already got 5 games under their belt. But talking about this annual bash that you put on, is this kind of like a big fundraiser for Post Six?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's something that we do at the end of March, and just try to bring in as much alumni and people that want to support the program as possible, and try to put together a good night with, you know, a silent auction and a live auction, and we provide dinner and induct people into our Hall of Fame. And we had some really good inductees into the Hall of Fame this year with Ron Nimmo, Mark Robert, and Jade Lane, guys that have been around the program a long time and put a lot into it and helped put the stepping stones in place to create what we have.
You know, it's nice to, again, it was, I hadn't seen Mark in a long time, so it was nice to see Mark and his wife out there. But Pops last year and Jade this year, I mean, the American Legion Hall of Fame is starting to become a family affair.
Yeah, no doubt. And Jade is so deserving of that, and so is Mark and Ron as well. But just the amount of time spent inside of our family working with this program and, you know, just trying to help build and provide opportunities for guys to play baseball here in this town and give them a chance to go on and play at the next level as well. So it's been fun. It's been exciting.
And certainly have at least been able to do that, especially where you got up in front of the mic again. And what was at least our first time, or at least for myself, first time at least attending that baseball bash, had that family affair where everyone kind of knew everyone there attending that baseball bash. But you got a chance to at least speak up and talk about the historic season that was last year. We've talked about it at least around, at least after season's end. But previewing this season, again, new head coaching, kind of little maneuvering, but also to talk about your team where you managed to move on a lot of those players from last year's team, and something interesting going into the season, Casper is actually the favorite team here in the state of Wyoming.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. It's a dynamic that our guys are kind of embracing a little bit, and we've talked about it, but you know, we have some big challenges ahead of us for 2019, you know, having Gillette hosting the state tournament. You know, the last two times it's been there, we didn't come away with the state title, so that's something that what we talked about, and we're taking it seriously. And then you have Casper, who has, you know, returning the Wyoming Player of the Year in Legion Baseball last year in center field, and they've got the Pitcher of the Year coming back in their shortstop, Carter Young, and another Division I signed left-hander that we're going to have to compete with. So they're going to bring a very talented club, and a club that's been together for a long time. And you know, it's exciting for us. We are looking forward to the challenge, and we've been to work, and we're getting ready to go after it.
You know, it's interesting with both programs, Mustangs as well as Post Six. Last year's teams, both of them, said goodbye to some really fine talent that had been with the program for quite a long time. But again, you know, you have your Hawks program. You got all these youth programs now that are becoming feeders to the American Legion. But again, it's one of those, I don't want to use the word anomalies, but you still have some veterans, but you're going to have to infuse some younger talent with those veterans this year.
Yeah, no doubt. We lost a great core group of guys last year, guys that had been in the program for a long time and played huge roles in the program for quite a while. So it's always tough to fill those guys' spots, but you know, we got a good group of 8 seniors coming this year, which is nice to have that many guys that'll be in their final ride for the Legion team. And you know, we've also got a great group of Hawks guys who they you know, that Hawks team played in the A state championship game last year, and they've been battle tested a little bit. So we have those guys to pull from, and then we've got some young guys coming into the program that are competing at a pretty high level right now that we're excited about. So there's a good group of guys here. We got to find the right mix, the right mesh of guys, and see if we can make a run at it.
Now, talking with you, at least dealing with some practice right now, at least right now, spring training just got over, at least according to the schedule. But any dampers? Again, we've talked with Adam Galicia. Hey, trying to get on the softball field's a little tough around this time in this part of the area. For the past couple of days, have we run into any issues of trying to at least work out on Powers Field, or did we move down to the WICO indoor facility for a few practices?
Yeah, we definitely have had some issues. We decided to start our spring training a little bit earlier, middle of the week last week, because we had some good weather. And we bussed our guys down to Windsor and played a scrimmage game down in Windsor and played there. And then came back. We had snow on Friday and Saturday, so we did work out at WICO and do some different team meeting type things to help get us ready. And then the last couple of days have been okay, and we've been able to get outside and play and practice a little bit there as well. So we're getting some work in. It'd be nice if Mother Nature would cooperate a little bit more here.
Won't happen until this weekend. Do you feel... and maybe not so much you, because you've been through this as a player, as a coach, and now as the manager, but do you feel somewhat relieved for your youngsters that they don't have, I mean, they're always going to have the bullseye on their chest, but as we mentioned, Casper's the big dog, and we got to go play the tournament in July. Do your guys feel somewhat relaxed, like they have something to prove throughout the whole course of the season?
Yeah, you know, I think it's put a little bit of a chip on our shoulder. You know, I mean, think about what our program has accomplished 16 in the last 18 years. And, you know, we've won the last four state titles in a row. So for somebody to come out and put someone else as the favorite besides us, our guys are taking that a little bit personally. And it's good. It's created a good environment for us as we get things kicked off here at the beginning. And as long as we can keep a little chip on our shoulder and keep working hard, I think we'll have a great shot to be down in the last day of this thing again.
You know, looking at your pitching staff, do you attack pitching similar to like the majors do during spring training? You know, as we're going to get underway here in April, do you try to get about three innings of work and pitching by committee, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in our first spring training stuff, we have about 35 guys in our practice. So we have a very heavy group of guys where we can get a lot of different guys on the mound. But right now we're so early, we're at about a 30 pitch limit on our pitch count. And so guys, you know, however many innings they can get and 25 to 35 pitches in there. We've thrown some bullpens and we will keep doing that. And as we keep getting our bullpen sessions in, we'll extend our guys a little bit more as we go. But especially early in the season, April, even our first games in the middle to late April, you'll see some guys on pitch count still as we're working to build up and get ready for the summer.
And speaking of which, that at least opening weekend for Cheyenne Post 6, April 20th is when it'll get underway at home as well, too, against Rock Springs. April 21st versus Rock Springs and Laramie. Looking at a few other at least games or at least tournaments on the Post 6 schedule for Cheyenne Post 6 home and away series with Rapid City in May. Also, too, we'll compete in the Spring Classic Tournament up in Gillette. We'll have a Miami-Montana showdown in Gillette as well, too. Looking at a few other things, you will compete once again in the Cobb tournament, which will come back to the city of Cheyenne, the annual firecracker tournament, 4th of July through the 7th of July, the Pacific Mountain tournament in Denver, June 27th to the 30th. Again, all over the place. Again, I see that you'll go back to Omaha, compete for the Creighton at least prep invite as well. And then speaking, at least kind of rounding out the entire schedule, the regional tournament in Lewiston, Idaho. But going through the schedule, obviously you've seen it back and forth, up and down, left and right. What tournaments, what games kind of stick out to you of? You've got it kind of circled a few times on at least on your schedule.
Yeah, you know, there's several of those tournaments that we're looking forward to. You know, some that we usually circle is the Nooch in Pueblo. That's a big one for us. It's a very similar feel to a state tournament or a regional tournament and provides good preparation. A big one that we circled this summer is the Memorial Day tournament in Gillette. With the state tournament being there, for us to kind of settle into a routine, compete in a tournament on their field and try to win one there before we go back up for the state tournament is going to be a huge opportunity for our guys. And, you know, we got a home game against the Catalyst. I believe it's June 25, where we have our kids camp day that day, and we're going to bring all of our alumni out that day. And the team we're playing is coached by one of our alumni. So that'll be a special day for our program that day as well. So we've got some things circled. You know, obviously the biggest thing that we've got circled is our state tournament and hopefully beyond that.
Something I want to ask you, Ty, and something we got to at least talk with our ADs, whether it was from Central of Chad Whitworth, East of Jerry Schlabs, or even Mark Puev with Cheyenne South, where we talked about with some of the varsity sports, and again, the big names of football and basketball at those respective at least schools. But for you, Cheyenne Post 6, obviously a storied history, a lot of alumni, a lot of big names. Again, you can point out Brandon Nimmo with the New York Mets, what he's doing, again, representing Cheyenne Post 6. But opportunities like that, do they come so often to at least get those alumni, those big names who have been there, did it, done it, have had that success past Post 6 to bring them in and show at least the up-and-comers of, hey, if you work at it through the Post 6 system, here's what you can accomplish.
Yeah, absolutely. And having them out for our kids' camp day is going to be huge and fun, and it'll be a good opportunity for those guys to come in and talk to our guys right now. Also, in our spring training, we have a night set up where we bring a bunch of alumni in, and they give their speeches and, you know, talk about some of the experiences they've had in the program, how it's helped them in their future, and, you know, what to look forward to as far as college baseball could go or beyond that. So it's great to have a huge alumni base that we draw on quite a bit to help support these guys and point them in the right direction.
You know, this has been a family affair for a long time with Post 6, with Pops and you and Jade. You know, and again, you've been with the program, player, and then coming back as a coach and now the head coach. I guess the question is, and again, you and me love of baseball. We just, you know, I could play this thing all year round. What keeps you coming back again and again? And you mentioned, too, a lot of thank you. So I know you got a great support staff that is there to take some of that burden off of you as far as getting things scheduled and the bash and everything else. But right. What keeps you motivated?
You know, to me, Legion baseball is as special a baseball as you can play. It's one of the last times in your life as you're growing into an adult where you're still playing with the kids that you played in the backyard wiffle ball with when you're 6, 7, 8 years old. And, you know, even, you know, you go play college baseball and that's great, but it's a different group of guys and it's not the kids you grew up with. And, you know, for me, I grew up in the program as much or more than anyone, being around it every day. And the people that are a part of this program feel like family to me. So it's just an exciting time in these kids' life to be able to compete at a high level with their brotherhood of guys that they've grown up with and gone to school with and known since they were kids and friends that they'll end up having all the way through their life to the end of it. And so I just enjoy the experience of getting to compete with those guys and being around each other and creating some lifelong friendships.
As Nick mentioned, the schedule, how much of it's metal as opposed to wood this year?
It's probably, I would say, probably 70% metal, 30% wood. So we do have several things that we'll do that'll be wood bat, like Pueblo and the Pacific Mountain and some different things. And then when we're playing Legion specified stuff, like the Omaha tournament is a Legion only tournament, and some things like that will be in all metal for those.
Sizing up, at least, final question for me, at least for you, Ty. Size up the state of Wyoming. Again, we talked about Casper. They are the favorites headed in this season. We know what's going to happen with Cheyenne Post 6, again, at least having some veteran leadership, but again, lost a lot of talent as well. But size up the rest of the teams around the state of Wyoming, whether it's Jackson, Sheridan, Laramie. Are we looking at an all-out dogfight coming up, or what are you seeing so far?
Yeah, I think the state of Wyoming is – you know, I've been saying this now for a couple of years, but I really believe it. They're getting better and better, and this is as good of a state as I've seen in quite a while. You know, Laramie, for the first time in their program history, is going to field a team at all four Legion levels. We were the only program that had done that up to a certain point, but now Gillette and Casper and Laramie, and some people are starting to get their program to the point where they can do that. And then, you know, you look at Sheridan, and they've been in a couple state title games over the last few years, and Ben Phillips does an outstanding job with that program since he's taken over, and they've always been in the hunt for a championship with him at the helm. So you know that they're going to be good, and Jackson with Jason Huggins has done an unbelievable job there. They just got back from Phoenix. They took their team out to Phoenix, and so they had 4 or 5 days in great weather getting to work there. So you know, they've got kind of a little bit of a head start, and they should have a good club again this year. So, yeah, and Evanston, a team that had the coach of the year last year in Legion baseball and made a deep run, their best run that they've had in a long time. So there's going to be a lot of good teams. I think really the talent level is getting better and better in our state. people are playing inside the state and outside the state as much as they ever have, and it's making us better. And it's going to make for a fun state tournament when we get to the end of July.
Are you kidding me? Jackson goes to Phoenix. Who do we need to talk to on the board to send post six down there?
They can write their own ticket, really.
That's right.
Real quick, your Ty, looking at last year's schedule where you played a ton of baseball. Yeah. And that's, you know, it kind of reminds me of talking with our JUCO coaches when we're doing basketball, because high school you play X amount of games, then you go to JUCO and you play a little bit more. Same with the guys that are coming up from the Hawks program that are playing with you. They're going to play more baseball than they did last year.
Right.
Are these young men ready for that challenge? Because, again, you're talking, what, close to 70 games that you're going to get on the schedule.
Yeah, no doubt. And I guess we'll find out. You know, that's part of it. We've done a great job in our off season. We've put a lot more emphasis this winter into the weight room and our physical strength, and our guys have taken to that, and we're bigger, stronger, faster than we've been in the past. We're in better shape, and so hopefully some of that stuff will play out over the course of 3 or 4 months in a 70-80 game schedule. So you know, it is a big adjustment for those guys, and we're going to try to give them breaks when needed, and that's what having an 18-man roster can help you do, try to get through some of those lulls. But it's a grind, and you got to take it one pitch at a time, and that's what we've talked about, is just play it one day at a time, one pitch at a time, and see if we can make it work.
Final thought for me, and then we want to say thanks for joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. 18-man roster. Nick gets hurt. Do you have that luxury, or is that roster frozen? You can't go down to the lower program and grab somebody to help out.
The date is like June 15th, so it's middle of the June. If you have an injury up to that, you can pull guys up and do that. Once you lock in your roster in middle of June, you can still use different guys throughout the regular season, but your postseason roster is set. So at that point, if you lose someone for the season or they wouldn't be able to compete in the state tournament, then you're going to be coming up one man short going into that. So hopefully we stay healthy and have a good year, and these guys are excited for it. And we finished up today, got a few days off, and we're ready to get back at it already.
All righty, Ty, we wish you all the best, and we'll be talking to you throughout the course of the season, and best of luck once again.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Ty Lane joining us here, Post Sixer skipper on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Going to take a timeout. We'll have another special guest joining us here in a few minutes right here on 1480 KRA.